It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, I think, in neutral Switzerland. Who knows? Hi, Mirella. How are you? Where are you really?
Hi, Jill. Yes, absolutely right. In Switzerland, but in a few days, traveling to Germany, to Munich. But all of this is very far from our topic today, as I'm coming back on the issue of the region Catalonia in Spain. In fact, things are getting worse and worse, and deserve a little bit more explanation. So over the weekend on Saturday, it looked like there were about 500,000 protesters on the street of Barcelona due to the decision of the country, of Spain, of Madrid, to trigger the article 155, which was a few weeks ago considered like the absolute ultimate weapon, and not necessarily the best decision. But that has been now done because Catalonia didn't show the leaders and specifically Carles Puigdemont didn't really show any willingness to put the independence on hold, but was more saying, well, it's not completely official, but technically we have the right to do so because of the referendum. So because there was not a strict position saying, all right, for the moment, in spite of the referendum, there will be no declaration of independence, that sentence has not been heard by Madrid, and therefore the article 155 has been triggered. This is an article that gives the right to Spain to regain power on Catalonia, and de facto taking power away from the current leader, and mainly from Carles Puigdemont, president of Catalonia. That would also allow Spain to control the police, to have control on the police in Catalonia. And I've read in many papers also on the public television, but I am not sure about this information. In any case, it doesn't take away the freedom of its parliament. It's not like all of a sudden everything is dissolved, but Spain and Madrid, Rajoy, would like to have some new elections. I think what's happening here is that Madrid feels that in spite of the big success of this referendum, most of the people didn't go to vote. It was a very large majority that voted for independence, but it's still only including the people that went to vote for this referendum, leaving on the side the rest of the population, which cannot be neglected. And according certain sources, they feel that Catalonia is a little bit now in the hands of people who want independence. It's a little bit like being hostage in a situation that one doesn't necessarily accept or nor approve. And in this respect, they would like to organize a regional election. The reaction is very clear. Catalan leaders will not accept this decision, which is in itself a very big problem, because obviously nobody, I believe nobody wants to go into violence. But if the constitution is not accepted, if the law is not accepted, it could of course turn out to be quite nasty. One of the slogan of the independentist is Madrid nos roba, which means Madrid is robbing us, and this is the feeling of many people in Catalonia. As I explained already the previous weeks, Catalonia is technically a very rich region of Spain, and has already many rights in terms of regional rights, but want a complete independence because they feel that basically they are paying for the less rich regions of Spain. That all of this, of course, doesn't really take into account certain realities. And I must say, I was reading that with big interest, because in all the speeches of the Catalan leaders, at no point they speak of all the difficulties that such a decision would entice. We are talking about banks leaving the region of Catalonia. We are talking about businesses leaving the region of Catalonia. Already now, a lot of people in Spain and abroad are basically boycotting the products of Catalonia, because they just feel that they are showing such a lack of solidarity that they don't want to buy their products. And certain companies that depends, for example, on their Christmas business are already feeling some major financial losses. If they would have to leave the European Union, they would have also to leave the currency, the euro. That would make things extremely difficult, because they would have no access anymore to the European Central Bank. On top of it, their public debt is very high. It's I guess around 76-77 billions. Lots of those billions are actually due to the Spanish government, and the question would be how they would reimburse that debt, and if they would even reimburse that debt. So there are many questions that arise with leaving Spain, because leaving Spain would mean leaving the European Union. And as we can see, we can draw a direct example with England. The difficulties at the moment are really major. England and the European Union are having difficulties to find an agreement. They are having difficulties to find even a something temporary to help England in this transitional phase. May would like to have a 2 years transition phase, as a matter of fact, but this is linked to so many conditions that it's still a request, but not a granted one. I think a region like Catalonia seems in their anger against Madrid, and maybe rightfully so in some ways, they seem not to see the difficulties that a big country, a very powerful country like England, is facing in doing so. The huge token on the trade, because that's the major point, of course, going out of the European Union would also mean for Catalonia to not be able to join the free trade agreements among the European countries. That could be requested, of course, but all of this would definitely take years to be implemented, which means years of much less money in the region or in the country. So I think this is what people look at the moment outside of Spain. Also, the other feeling and sentence that I hear very much is that the referendum was not legal to begin with, which is a little bit of a problem, because that would open the door to all sorts of abuse if the constitution is not the pillar of a country anymore. The people in Catalonia have the feeling that their freedom is not respected, that democracy is not respected, but as I read in most of the papers around Europe, the feeling is that democracy and freedom is guaranteed by the constitution of a country. And it's an extremely difficult situation not to respect the constitution of a country. That I think is one of the main issue is that the referendum that took place on the 1st of October was not legal to begin with. Then some people have been comparing that to two referendums that took place in Italy this weekend about two regions asking for more autonomy. That would be Lombardy and Veneto. But one has to really make a precisions there, and referendums of that kind are completely legal in Italy, and therefore the two regions did not act on their own. On top of that, their goal is not to be independent, and it's to get more autonomy from the government in Rome. So while there are probably a few things to compare, I think the basic line is completely different, because one is on illegal ground and the other one is on a legal ground concerning Italy. Who, by the way, also won with a large majority for more autonomy. So if anything, it gives us one more example of how much regions feel that they have their own identity, and how many more problems the European Union is probably going to face in the future if every single region in every single country ask for independence.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostrofer. Over there.
My pleasure.